Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Middle Ground on the Coffee Party USA Internet Radio Network, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. The Middle Ground looks at today's political issues from left, right, and center. We're always civil and always looking for that middle ground where real conversation begins. You're here tonight with hosts Eric Beiler and Michael Charney. We thank you for joining us and hope you enjoy the next hour of The Middle Ground.
Hey, it's Eric Beiler. If you were crazy enough to tune in on a show that I said was probably canceled, I just decided to check in. We just landed in Denver, so I stopped over my way to L.A. I'm going to go to Disneyland with my nieces tomorrow and the next day. So yesterday was Moral Monday in North Carolina. When I sat down on this plane, it turned out that I was sitting next to a man who participated in it a week ago. He's going to be 87 tomorrow. I'm sorry for all the background noise here. If it sounds too awful, just not listening. I'm probably going to delete this later tonight. We had an interesting film shoot at Moral Monday. I was really surprised at how large the crowd was because Mega Moral Monday was a week ago. This one, they had 2 weeks to prepare because they didn't do a Monday protest in Raleigh, North Carolina on Memorial Day. And so Mega Moral Monday, all the signs showed it was going to be a big one, and it was. About 1,500 people were there. 151 of them got arrested. And I thought that for sure things would fall off the next week, especially the movement. Reverend Dr. Glenn Barber, who was a guest on the show a few weeks ago, he was out of town at an important summit meeting for civil rights leaders. And so it was led by other members of the clergy, quite a few of them, dozens of them. And Vernon Tyson, the father of Tim Tyson, Rick Schroeder played him in the movie Blood Doesn't Sign My Name. Vernon Tyson got up and spoke at the church before they went over to the rally. And then I'm not sure if it was as many as 1,500, but it might have been 1,000 were out there. That's amazing for 5 o'clock on a Monday. And then it was 89 people who got arrested, so not as large as a week ago, but still larger than any of the previous weeks. 89 is a large number of people. One of them was a new friend, someone we had just met. His name is Ken Funk, and he is a reporter for the Charlotte Observer. And he actually, his beat is religion and values. And so he was there to cover the protest. And people who were practicing civil disobedience. And there's a little bit of a hubbub about it. People who are in the stick field are unhappy. The man is trying to do his job, and if all places he's in an assembly building, if there's a reason for freedom of the press, it's to report on what happens in places like general assembly buildings. But anyway, you can see the video. It's linked on the page for the show. You can see a video of Tim Funk's arrest, and judge for yourself if the police were appropriate. And I'm going to have to leave it at that because I'm going to get off this plane, but thanks for tuning in for the shortest ever Middle Ground episode. We'll be back next week for the full episode.